And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, a sports update with Michelle Bishop.
Morning, Michelle. Tough morning for all
morning,
of us.
Guys.
That new Paul Green, very difficult. But we do have to talk sport. Des Hasler, what's going on with Desi?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Des Hasler's due to front the media at Manly in a few hours' time, actually, and it's not over anything exciting, just his regular pre-match interview with the media before they obviously hop on a plane and head up to the Gold Coast. But the irony is he's under more pressure to keep his job than the coach of the Titans, Justin Holbrook, which is just seems bizarre. But he has that clause in his contract that it would have activated him to continue for the 2024 season if he was to make the top eight. So obviously, you know, to see him continue to coach throughout 2024. But the board's apparently staying with that, and that's even after the Pride Round fiasco, where the seven players stepped down against the Roosters, effectively giving up those 2 points and crueling Manly's chances of making the finals. So as I say, I understand the board resolved to retain the contract as is, so absolutely no leniency under the circumstances. So you'd have to imagine that right now, Des Hasler is one very, very nervous man. I can only imagine that he's been the crazy mathematician that he is. He loves crunching numbers, that he's probably got the whiteboard out and just trying to, you know, punch out every single scenario, but slim chance.
Yeah, I don't like their chances, do you, Manly, now? Look, no. Destiny out of their own hands. I mean, they're expected to beat the Titans on the weekend, but I don't know whether their position's going to be any better you know, going into the last three rounds than it is going into this round, even if they win. Now, just on a Manly player too, Manasi Finu, you know, it's taken years to get this case, and we now have a verdict. The jury handed down a guilty verdict against the Manly player.
He has been found guilty of stabbing a Mormon youth leader in the back and puncturing his lung in a brawl that erupted in church. Well, it's outside of church, actually, in the car park. And you did say it's taken a while because this was back in 2019. So the 24-year-old's denied any wrongdoing from, you know, the day dot. The charge was one count of wounding with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. And, guys, that carries a maximum penalty of 25 years, non-parole period of 7. So that's huge. He is yet to be sentenced. His barrister, Margaret Kinnean, she's going to appeal that sentence, but a very strange set of circumstances yesterday. It was sent home. It wasn't able to be sent to prison. The judge adjourned his detention application until Monday, really unable to put him in behind bars purely as a result of strike action across the state. So prison officers are on strike. He's had his bail conditions increased, so he's obviously got to report to police right across the weekend on a daily basis. He can't leave his home address unless, of course, he's with his mother and father. But he's still contracted at Manly, so some really interesting sort of circumstances there. I'm not sure that we've come across that yet, but just awful. Awful for the family, awful for the club, and he'll obviously be spending a long time behind bars.
And Michelle, tell us quickly about the Warriors fan.
Yeah, I thought we'd lighten the load a little bit this morning, guys, because it's a very, very tough morning for most of us. But obviously the Dogs up against the Warriors tonight. Not sure if you guys are familiar with the Warriors fan known as Roger Shuey Vasacek. He's the one, he's known for guzzling beers out of his size 12 shoe each time the camera captures the coach or Stacey Jones in the Warriors box at Mount Smart Stadium. He's been sitting in the front of the box since, 16 years it is, 2006. His real name's Callie Gibbons. He's a brickie from Auckland. He's 31 and he's become an internet sensation all because of his shoe antics. And now companies are bashing down the door to sponsor him, to pay for him to go to the footy so that they can obviously have their brand on the shoe and on telly.
He's a fake. It's fake news. There's been a cup in the shoe. He may have taken the odd genuine shoey, but there's also, I mean, there's damning evidence he puts a cup in the heel. And drinks out of the cup.
Wow. You've just ruined it all. I was all happy about him, thinking it's very exciting, get paid to go to the footy. But he did say that he wore Crocs one day, and that was an epic fail. Had a shower.
Yeah, Crocs. Yes, that would be... Yes, that's a... What a good story.
Guys, just before we go, can I just say that how important it is that we're hearing from guys like the Greenkeeping Rooster and Tathra Eagle this morning? Because, you know, if that's you driving along listening to us at work this morning, you do matter and there is help out there. And this is, you know, men and women can be fragile at times, all of us, and it's just so important that you speak up. I'm no mental health expert, but there is help out there and the alternative is just the unthinkable.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. Back at 7:45 and 8:45 with sport updates. This text as we go to a break from Matt of Coffs Harbour. Good morning, boys. And Michelle, your program helps people a lot through loneliness and listening and chatting about your passions. Sport helps so much. It has truly helped me personally after going through an extremely hard time at the moment. So thank you, Matt of Coffs Harbour. Stay with us, Matt. Anytime you want to reach out with a text, and if you want to buy into the argy-bargy that we go on and it's a help, then, mate, we'd love to hear from you. Matt, you take care from all of us here at SEN, and thank you for the message. 6:30 to 7. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.